KQED.
For school kids not on a year-round schedule, it's just about time to say goodbye to the sweet, lazy days of summer. The same goes for teachers, except those who've been using the time off to brush up on their academic skills. Our series Election 2012 continues with a visit to a teacher's math clinic in San Jose, where a local nonprofit is hatching creative ways to offset budget cuts to local schools.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Kelly.
Get your pencils out, listeners, because we're going to talk about inverse functions.
So our inverse functions have got all of this pattern, all these patterns going on.
During the school year, Susan Tapero teaches math at Cabrillo College in Aptos, south of Santa Cruz. In the summer, she helps elementary school teachers brush up and really expand their math skills.
Our capstone topic is functions. It's beyond most of what these teachers will ever teach their own students, but it builds lots of math structure and encourages discovery and exploration.
Tapero hopes these teachers will bring a new flush of enthusiasm to their classrooms this fall. What she doesn't say is that a fair number of the students at this clinic were English and poli-sci majors in college. They can teach elementary-level math, but not particularly well. She says her classroom is a safe place to play catch-up.
They just kind of grow their math power, and they just feel completely differently about tackling a math problem that's hard. They look at it more as an adventure rather than something to, you know, to avoid.
This clinic is in its fifth year, and while most seats are reserved for teachers from low-performing schools in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties, the classes are also open to people who really do excel at numbers.
I'm Heidi Shimamoto, and I teach at Dartmouth Middle School in San Jose.
If anything, the sixth-grade teacher struggles to understand why some students don't get basic concepts in math. But Shimamoto does come across kids who've simply memorized the right answers. It's an approach that works until it doesn't.
They get so confused, but when they understand the underpinnings, which is what we're doing, the foundations of math, then it's so much easier. It makes so much more sense.
California public schools, like schools all across the country, will soon be implementing new academic standards called Common Core Standards. The stated hope is that all students will be encouraged to develop conceptual understanding in math and science. But it's one thing to tell teachers that's what the state wants, and another thing entirely to help them deliver on the promise.
The state of California could be and should be providing teacher professional development funding, but it doesn't.
Dennis Chima is VP of Education and Public Policy for the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, which put the clinic together. It costs up to $3,500 per teacher. Chima says this was not a hard sell for the program's corporate funder, Intel, or for education officials at the county level.
We could sit back and wait for that money to come, or we could be innovative, work with partners like Intel, work with educators, work with schools, and create something here that can be replicated anywhere.
Chima says every politician, Republican and Democrat alike, nods sagely when he reminds them Silicon Valley's future is tied to math and science education. But in an era of budget cuts, school budgets get cut too. Never mind extras like teacher math clinics. This November, California voters will be asked to weigh in on two ballot measures that affect education funding. Proposition 38 promises to raise money for K-12 schools with a broad-based income tax hike. Proposition 30, the one backed by Governor Brown, would also raise taxes, but for a slightly different end, to bolster the state budget and avoid massive education cuts.
We need to think a little bit more broadly about who we are as a state and where we want to be in 20 years.
The Silicon Valley Leadership Group hasn't taken a position on either measure, but Chima says he struggles with the binary nature of the ballot decision.
Do we support the ballot measure or not? As opposed to really seeing the larger sustainability issues in education. Are we really putting in the inputs that we need to get the outputs that we want? And my sense is no, we're not.
But then the poli-sci major acknowledges that in politics, things don't always progress in a linear fashion the way they do in mathematics. What's your assessment of school funding in California? Let us know online. Look for the link to Election 2012 at californiareport.org.